I just broke up with my girlfriend recently, and thank you, lady and dude. So we'd been going out for 2 years, and when you've been going out for that long, the breakup is complicated. You can't do it, first of all, the day you decide to do it. Nobody is that mentally awesome that they can pull that off. It takes days, sometimes weeks, of mental preparation to break up with somebody. Have you ever completely broken up with somebody in your own head and you kind of forget to tell them for a few days because it feels fantastic and you don't want to ruin it? And they always figure it out. They're like, what's going on? You're like, oh, you're still here. So I said that the other night. And this couple in the front row, the girl cracked up like it was the funniest thing she ever heard. Her boyfriend was like, what? I don't get it. What's going on? Why is that so funny? I was like, dude, you got 2 days. You might want to grab your CDs.
WRGN Radio, hometown radio refreshed right here on your rainy Thursday. I was playing all these great sunny songs this morning, and meanwhile, it's raining out there. But, you know, you gotta have rain sometime. All right, so today is Pi Day again. It's March 14th, 3.14. You learned that in high school. Of course, you never had to use it again after high school. There's so many things in high school we learned. That the Pythagorean theorem, you remember that with triangles, how to figure, have you ever used that in your entire life on this planet? Have you ever, at your job, I have two lovely ladies in here today, and we'll introduce them in a second, but have you ever used pi before 3.14? Hold on, there you go. Now, it works if you turn on the microphone. What'd you say?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, why did we learn that in high school, and it was on every test, what's pi, 3.14? And they always said, well, you think you won't use it in life, but you will. No, I never used it in life, especially in radio.
Well, we all have that friend that can prove how many numbers they remember, too. So it becomes the competition of how far can you take 3.14?
Then I didn't even know what that means.
Oh,
what
it goes further. It goes further.
Oh,
it doesn't stop.
Mean, yeah, 3.14 goes out. That's what I learned in high school. And I was in the National Honor Society. I don't remember any of that stuff. My two guests today. We have Yolanda James here. She's the Center Director for Alliance Family Services, and Tierra Williams, who's the Client Service Director. Ladies, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Okay, and we're enough making you feel stupid this morning, so let's move on from there. Okay, so Alliance Family Services, it's probably what it sounds like, Family Services. So why don't you, Yolanda, tell us?
So what we do is we provide services for women who find themselves in unplanned pregnancy situations. And so we do prenatal care up to 20 weeks. We do pregnancy testing. We do ultrasounds. And if the ladies come in and they have not yet established an OBGYN, we will help them to find a provider. We've got a nurse practitioner who is right there on staff that will help them in that first trimester. We also provide STI testings, and we help these ladies with issues that surrounding their pregnancy, whether it be jobs, insurance, housing, child care, anything that would, because there's a lot of concerns when a woman comes in and she is pregnant, hasn't planned it. There's a lot of concerns that she has. So Taylor here is our social worker who is on staff. So she will help those ladies with any concerns that they have concerning that pregnancy.
And what about the money? Is it, how much money do these people have to pay?
Everything is free.
See, that's it.
That's it right there.
And you know, I feel bad for people that are in a situation like that where they're kind of trapped. I mean, you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. You gotta take care of yourself because we're. Mm-hmm. Don't you love that microphone? We've got these brand new springs on it. Just pull it in. They could put brand new springs on it recently. It's whether it's planned or not. Mm-hmm. you have this baby growing inside of you, and you got to take care of it, but you don't have the money, you don't have the insurance, mm-hmm. and you're probably petrified.
Yes.
Of course, somebody like me would never know that feeling, mm-hmm. but it's probably a very scary feeling, and they could always come to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let's get the locations out of the way first, because we're going to mention them several times today. Two locations.
Yeah, so we do have two clinics. So operating out of the title Alliance Women's Clinic. So you can look us up, find out where we are. We have one location in Racine and one location in Kenosha. The address for the Racine location is 1515 South Green Bay Road. And we are trying to be in a central location so we can be available to the community.
So where does the money come from then? It's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah. So we don't receive any state funding. We're all funded by local, just local donors who are passionate about supporting women in unplanned pregnancies and to be able to provide this resource for the community. So really, it's all people who are passionate to love women in hard situations. So
how did you ladies get involved in this?
Yeah, I have my master's degree in social work, and I...
And you don't know what... You haven't used 3.1
before? I haven't used pi.
You have a master's
degree. I have a master's degree in social work. That's the key. I'm not a mathematician by any means. But I do just love using my background in social work to be able to create case plans for women and figure out what are the barriers that they're experiencing in their life and how can we use pregnancy to actually launch them into just a whole new realm of possibilities. Like, I think that when a woman first finds out they're pregnant, obviously first it's panic. It's this, oh my goodness, how am I going to do this? But when we can kind of have that conversation and talk through, well, what could this actually mean for you? This could actually put you on a whole different trajectory for your life. And yes, it's going to be hard. And yes, it's going to be it's not easy. Nothing in life that is good is easy, right? And so I actually, to backtrack a little bit, I found myself working for an organization in South Florida working with women who are pregnant, and really just saw that this is such a pivotal time in a woman's life, and that there's so many opportunities to connect with them in this season and really just provide support. And they're vulnerable. You're so vulnerable when you first kind of get that test and are like, what am I going to do, and go into panic mode. So we really exist to support that mom who is overwhelmed in that moment. So
I remember back in 1979, I'm working at this radio station in Atlanta, Georgia, and my then wife calls me up and says, I just got word I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. Now, the guy sitting across from me in the office said he saw the blood run out. He said, yeah. I actually saw the level go down. It started at your forehead and went right down to your chin, because he said to me, your wife's pregnant, right? I said, how do you know? I just saw everything turn pale on your face. And the first words that came into my head were, financial ruin.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And today my daughter's 44, happily married, living in Florida.
Wonderful.
She is a health fanatic. Works for, believe it or not, she worked for the Wisconsin Athletic Club in Florida.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she is a smart young lady, very independent. Yeah. But when I first found out, I said, this is it. Yes. I'm gonna have to go on some kind of assistance, and no way I'm going to handle that with a DJ salary. Forget it. DJs are the lowest paid people on the planet. And when she was born, I remember driving back from the hospital, North Side Hospital in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I just passed there. Ironically enough, when I drove down for her wedding 2 years ago, on the route back, I made sure I drove through North Shore Hospital.
Huh.
And I stopped and I looked. That's the hospital she was born at. And so I got to look at the hospital again. I remember driving back. It was the happiest day of my life on this planet when she was born.
Yeah.
And when I got to the radio station, there was a big banner going across the front of the building. Congratulations,
that's
Daddy.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
I would never change that for a moment.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But I don't know how my then wife was, I could think, Stacy's mother was feeling. I don't know how she was feeling at the time.
Yeah.
Now, I do know, and I'll tell you the story, and you could probably relate to this. We had a nurse living in our apartment complex, and she said, because my wife didn't feel well at the time, so she gave her some kind of medication from the doctor. She got some medication to make her stomach feel better. Don't you love that microphone creeping away from you? I'll fix that in a moment. Anyway, so she got this medication she was taking. And then the nurse looked it up and said, you know, that medication doesn't jive with pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole 9 months, we kept thinking, oh, this baby's going to come out. Something's wrong because she took this medication. and she shouldn't have taken it. And we went to the doctor, and he said, well, if I would have known you were pregnant, I wouldn't have given it to you. And that made it worse. So the whole 9 months, we didn't enjoy it, and we turned out we had a perfect kid. Mm-hmm. A little snotty at times, but a little rebellious, but she's still perfect.
Yeah.
Women must come to you and are probably scared to death.
Yeah, and men too. And I know you just brought that up, that you, even as the father, were overwhelmed and, you know, blood went out of your head.
That's what he said.
You were overwhelmed. And I know with a name like Alliance Women's Clinic, we don't want to just serve women.
Fathers can go too.
Yeah, so that's that your comment reminded me that we do have a fatherhood program where we've got a counselor who is a dad with six kids, and he actually leads. Yes, he's got six kids. And so what better man to lead this program for our fathers who also are seeing that positive pregnancy test and automatically feeling that overwhelmed feeling too.
Yes,
so
yes.
We do have that program. So if you're a dad out there feeling overwhelmed too, or your girlfriend or wife just got that positive test, you can come too. Come.
You know, in church, there's people that sit in front of us. It's a guy with his wife and their five daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they sit, it's always like, you know, they're ramping up from age. They always sit in order of age. So I said to him, you got six. I'm going to fix that
That's
for
okay.
you.
That's totally fine.
I'm going to fix that for you in just a few moments. The guy is six women in the family. I said, how do you, is it difficult with six women? First of all, that toilet seat is always got to be down. You can never leave it up. And how do you even get into the bathroom with six women in that house? And he said, it's not easy. Six women. My mother had two boys and my father, so she always had three men in the family. And I always said to my mother, did that ever bother you? And she said, oh, no. I know it did, because my mother had two sons, and my brother had four boys, and so there were always boys in the family. So when I had my daughter, my mother immediately ran out to Bloomingdale's in New York City where she lived, bought all these dresses from Bloomingdale's. Like, she's not going to wear these dresses. And she didn't. But my mother finally wanted to dress a little girl after boys, four boys from my brother, two boys from her. She finally had a little girl in the family. We're going to check out and see what your background is, Yolanda, in just a moment. Just a moment. I'm going to fix that microphone, too, in just a moment. The spring keeps pulling it away from her. It's 718 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station. Look for rain today. Maybe a thunderstorm. Highs near 45. Cloudy chance of rain tonight. Lows 37. Don't forget, Big Ten tournament action today. Maryland at the Badgers at 12:30 this afternoon. So keep it here. WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refresh. Don't forget, the Sixers take on Milwaukee tonight. 6:30 on WRJN, live from Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. Fixed with the spring on it. We just switched microphones. The microphone worked fine. It was that new spring we had on it. Our guest, Yolanda James here, Center Director, and Taylor Williams, Client Services Director for Alliance Family Services, helping women who are pregnant, maybe frightened to death, maybe not frightened to death. Maybe they just don't have the money to go spend to go to a doctor and do it right. Yolanda, what's your background in this?
Well, I, years ago, graduated from UW-Oshkosh with a degree in human resources. And so as I've been going through my professional career, I actually got approached to be on the board of Alliance last year, March. And so I came on, and as I was serving the board, I really wanted to know, you know, and really learn about everything that was going on in Alliance Family Clinic. So I began to volunteer locally in the Racine Clinic, and I absolutely loved it. You know, just to be able to help and support these women and bring comfort, it was my passion. So I think that as I was volunteering, they liked me, so they asked if I would come on staff, and I was absolutely yes. So I came on staff full time with Alliance in December of last year.
That's got to be real fulfilling to know you're helping people. I've never been in the business where I had to help somebody. I've been doing this all my life, and I've never been, you know, people who, even doctors. My brother was a doctor. Just to help people, and after they leave you, they're feeling better about themselves, and that's got to be so rewarding to go home at night and knowing you help people. However, there's the flip side where sometimes you can't help everybody. Sometimes it's not going to work out.
Yeah, it's to see these women come in broken, a lot of them.
Are you like the last place to turn to for a lot of these women? In other words, they've exhausted everything else, and now... it's you.
Well, actually, I think it's actually just the flip side.
Okay.
A lot of people, I ask them, how did you find it? And they say, we Googled. Google is our best friend these days. And so they have, we're not finding that at all, that the services that we provide, it's attractive to them. And they come in, the environment is supportive, it's warm, it's loving, we care. You know, we're not there to judge or criticize about, you know, how they got into that situation. It doesn't make a difference. Our only aim is to walk with them and to support them, and not even just during their pregnancy, but even after their child is born. So we have quite a few women that come back with their babies and their kids, and they hang out with us. And we also have so many classes, you know, that would benefit if they want to learn about parenting and budgeting. And I mean, we have all kind of resources to help them in different areas, even after their children is born. And we have a baby boutique in each clinic.
Oh, really?
It's got clothes and diapers and formula and blankets and anything that they need, you know, to help start off those first few months of their baby's life.
Boy, diapers we went through. I can't tell you. Also, Similac, Infamil. What was that? Infamil. What's the name of that? Is that the name of it? If I remember from 40-some-odd years ago, Infamil. All those things. They're very expensive, especially when you know. We had one kid. And I can imagine how it is if you have twins. Like, my first wife was a triplet. Could you imagine back in the 50s, the parents finding out they had triplets? You know, all of a sudden you have no family, now you got three.
Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden. But, I mean, that's expensive to have a baby. A lot of people don't realize that. They all have a kid. A kid needs a lot of stuff. Not only does it need stuff, it needs time from you. So I don't know how, you know, if a woman's got a job and she's the only source of income, she can't give up that job. So now it becomes, now you got to find a daycare center. Those are expensive too. So are there any free daycare centers around? I know businesses sometimes do it. If you work for a nice company, they'll do it for you.
Yeah, so when I am working with women, one of the first things that I ask is, okay, what state resources are you currently receiving? Are you getting food stamps? Are you getting WIC? Are you getting insurance? But one of the things that the state offers is state child care vouchers. So if you're within a certain income bracket, the state will support women in helping find a daycare and, giving them kind of a voucher to be able to send their kids to daycare at a discounted rate, if not free.
So what's the oldest child that ever came back to you after it was all over?
So Yolanda and I are still relatively new to the organization. Yes. So I have been with Alliance for about 2.5 years now. And I do have clients with their babies who are now two and a half coming back. And I think that's one of the most rewarding parts of working at Alliance is being able to continue the relationships with these women. It is not one ultrasound appointment. It's not one time where you come get diapers.
Do you see it through the full 9 months?
Oh, yeah. So we will see women, I mean, all through pregnancy, any stage of the game, we really want to be the first stop. When you find out you're pregnant, it's not uncommon that we have a mom coming. Just the other day, I had a mom who was at a regular routine doctor's appointment, found out she was pregnant, and came to us immediately after that appointment. So we're really seeing women right when they are finding out, same day oftentimes, of I just found out this morning, and I'm panicked. And
I've been there.
Yeah, but really we do, we walk with women all the way through. I've got, you know, that's the best part is getting those birthday party invites of, oh, my baby just turned one, come to the birthday party.
Or, bring up a gift.
I'm having, my family's throwing me a baby shower, come to my baby shower.
And
it's
bring a
really,
gift.
Yeah. Yes, bring a gift too. But really it's an emphasis on relationship.
So what's the do you get more unwed mothers or is it mixed or do you get more married women?
I mean, it's all across the spectrum. Like Yolanda said, we don't judge, we don't discriminate any women who, you know, if you're pregnant, come. I mean, it's hard to think of the breakdown of.
Yeah, I think we get a mix.
It's a pretty good mix.
Yeah, we get a very, very good mix.
Are women nervous about coming in there? Because it's almost like people are afraid to ask for help. I mean, yeah. I'm not one of these people that always asks for help.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I think we should have brought a client in with us today to share their experience because I maybe can't speak to that as much, but I do know that every woman who comes in communicates that they know they're loved and that they know that it's a welcoming environment that they want to keep coming back to. They're like, do I have to see my OB? Can I just come to you? Can I just keep coming? Because they know we want to support.
So how many babies are named after you two?
Oh,
how many Yolandas do we have running around here?
I don't think any.
Well, we're talking to Taylor Williams, who's Client Service Director, Yolanda James, Center Director for Alliance Family Services in Racine and Kenosha. More coming up with those two nice ladies in just a moment. Don't forget, rain today. Maybe some thunderstorms, highs near 45. Cloudy chance of rain, lows around 37 degrees tonight. For tomorrow, sun out. Finally, 45 degrees. I put my snow shovel away, so it better not drop below 30. We put the salt away, too. Partly sunny over the weekend. Saturday, highs near 54. Increasing clouds on Sunday with a high near 40 right now. 46 degrees and raining. Don't forget Big Ten tournament action tonight. We've got Maryland at Wisconsin to play the Badgers 12:30 this afternoon. And the Sixers in town at Five Serve Forum to play the Bucks tonight. Philadelphia and Milwaukee 6:30 p.m. here on WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media Station 729. WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media Station. We've got folks here from the Alliance Family Services. We've got Yolanda James, Center Director, Taylor Williams, Client Services Director here. And Yolanda, you and I, we know each other for a couple of decades
it's been
now.
Some years, yes.
You look like you haven't changed that one iota.
Well, thank you so much.
You really do. When you walked in, I said, this is the same person I left, you know, 15 years ago, whatever. You look great. And Taylor, I never met you before, but you look, they haven't changed a bit. In the last 45
minutes. In these 45 minutes. That's good. Hopefully that's a slow process.
We're talking about Alliance Family Services. These are free services women can use. All of a sudden they find out they're pregnant. They may be frightened to death. They may have no money. But you guys are there to help them out. But I also found out you can also help women who are going through kind of an abusive relationship if they can run to you for help. You got to run somewhere for help because you can't live with that. I mean, if someone's abusing you in any shape or form, you got to get out. Or you got to tell somebody about it because I watch enough Datelines to know it never turns out well when you're abused.
Yeah, so we have ladies who are coming from all kinds of trauma. And so we have a licensed counselor who is on staff with us where they can go and talk and unpack a lot of those situations, which is huge. So part of our heart is to address anything in that woman's life that may be hindering her from, you know, just having a happy, healthy pregnancy. So mm-hmm. we have ladies all the time, and we really do have women who just open up and share their heart. They let us know where they're coming from. We offer the services, you know, and say, hey, if you want to talk, you absolutely can. And so I think that's a huge benefit because, you know, for those of us who have had children, we understand that your emotional health is going to affect your pregnancy. Mm-hmm. So we absolutely want to address those things.
Now, for people just tuning in, we did mention it earlier. Let's mention it again, the address. You have two addresses. You have one in Racine, one in Kenosha. The one in Racine is located near, for lack of a better word, the Spaceship Church. Because people know, you say that, people know the area right
yes.
away. So they can go right there, and that is located at, let me get the 1515 South Green Bay Road. Is it, what building is that in? Is it in a, is there a name outside the building? People can find it.
Well, there is an allergy clinic in that building, and there's also a dentist.
A dental office.
All right, so look, listen for the people mm-hmm. sneezing.
Yes, and follow them. No.
And the people with the toothache, and you'll be able to find your place. What about in Kenosha at 2915 60th Street, a major street? What's the landmark there so people can find it, you know?
Oh, boy. I'm the directionally challenged
one. Is there a Culver's nearby?
There's not a Culver's. There's not a Culver's. No, we're actually in the old Lee Mechanical building on 60th Street. I don't know if that helps. But
Lee Mechanical did all my plumbing in my house. Lee Mechanical.
Well, they're at a new location, so you have to go find them next. But we did move into their building this past August.
I never went to them. They always come to me. I don't bring my bad pipes to them. They bring their mechanic down.
That is how it goes.
Okay, so again, that's 1515 South Green Bay Road, 2915 60th Street, or they can find you online, I guess?
Yeah, visit our website, Alliance Women's Clinic.
AllianceFamilyServices.org.
AllianceFamilyServices.org or Alliance Women's Clinic.
We have .com.
There's two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So one's .org, one's .com.
Maybe I might be wrong on that. We'll fact check that and come back.
AllianceFamilyServices.org. People yes. can remember that. Okay. You also have classes there. We can educate young ladies and so forth on, I guess, on the pregnancy. And also, once you have the baby, I mean, new mothers maybe not know how to be a mother. Some people don't.
Absolutely. So we've got a couple of things that's taken place. I've got a girls' talk, what I call a girls' talk, every Tuesday from 5:30 to 7:30, and we provide dinner and child care. And that's where we talk about sex and relationships. We have a very open, honest conversation that I have a younger group, you know, some of my younger ones that come, and we really talk and help them to navigate and hopefully give them some information that'll help them from coming back to an unplanned pregnancy situation. So I just absolutely love that group. It's a wonderful way of educating and just helping to prepare them, you know, for even if they decide to have children in the future. And so we do have classes as well where we teach about parenting. And basically, they could contact us and tell us, hey, this is what I want to learn. Mm-hmm. And we can provide what they're looking for. So a lot of the ladies are, you know, first-time babies. So we can provide classes from about early newborns. That's what I'm trying. I'm trying to find the word newborns. 3 to 6 months. 6 to 9 months. You know, what to look for, what to expect, how to handle, how do I get my baby to sleep? What do I do if my baby is sick? Because unfortunately, we didn't get an instruction manual with these children.
I know. You don't get one. And there's no warranties, guarantees, or anything. And you can't return them.
For sure.
You know, when my daughter got married, and I did the first dance with her, and when she got married, I'm dancing with her, all I kept thinking about, all those diapers I had to change, all those throw-ups I had to clean up, all the mess I had to wash off her, I kept thinking about that when she was a little baby, and here she is getting married. Now, she got married late. She got married in her 40s. But still, I'm dancing with her, and I said, oh, I can't believe it. Here you are getting married. Now it's somebody else's problem. You know?
Hopefully not the diapers, so.
That comes later in life.
She's got a few years, hopefully.
That comes full circle. The diapers come back. You know, and talk about kids. You know, and sometimes the families don't work out. And we have this thing here. I'm going to give it a quick plug here. For Royal Family Kids Camp. Mm-hmm. Now, the assistant chief of police here in Racine, his name is Rick Teller. Him and his wife run this camp. It's for 1 week out of the year, and they have foster kids who get to use this camp, and it's free of charge to them. And these are kids that, forever, whatever reason, had to be taken from their family, whether it be an abusive problem, maybe their parents passed away, maybe it just wasn't working out with their family. Whatever reason, they're put into foster care. And they don't have the... I grew up in a Leave It to Beaver household. My house was perfect. I mean, all the kids in my neighborhood, their houses were perfect. Because I know them. You know, as adults, I knew them. And nobody ever had any complaints. So I was living in, like, Mayfield, even though it was in New York. I lived in Mayfield, and it was perfect. But not every kid's got that. Not every kid's got that luck that I had. And I did... I always say I got the pick six in the gene pool. I mean, I was very lucky. So these kids are sent to the Royal Family Kids Camp. And it's for 1 week. It's in Lake Geneva. And to raise money, we've got four tickets to see the Bucks and the Celtics play at Five Serve Forum on April 9th. And with that, you get to sit in row two, seats one through four. You get the sweat on you and everything from the players. You can feel the sweat. It's the Jockey Club section. You get free parking. You get $10 each person on your Bucks app card. And so you get the tickets and everything. Now, to get the tickets, you have to bid on them at WRJN.com/bucks, WRJN.com/bucks. Right now, well, last Friday, the highest bid was $1,200 for the tickets. So hopefully it's a little higher now. But make your bid at WRJN.com/bucks for the Royal Family Kids Camp. And it reminded me of it because not every kid is as lucky as I was to have a great family and so forth. So that's pretty neat. Okay, so let's talk about the education services you offer again for people just tuning in. It's on a whole wide variety of topics. And you have licensed counselors there, right? Now, what does that mean, licensed? I mean, where do you get your license from for this?
That would be through the state. Okay. He went to school to be a counselor. And
it's a guy.
It is a guy.
Yes. Do women feel funny talking about this to guys and so forth when they're in there?
No, I think that it actually could be a really sweet opportunity for women who oftentimes didn't have a strong father figure in their life to be able to come and kind of, I don't know, just connect with a male role model in their life who can kind of, I don't know, support them and be on their team through the process. I think we found just that women actually enjoy having that figure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I could just say a quick story here. I went to the doctor. This is years and years ago. And they said, doctor, I forget what person's name was, is coming in. I just assumed it was a guy. It was a personal thing. I assumed it was a guy. And a woman comes in, and I thought she was a nurse. She goes, I'm Dr. So-and-so. Drop him. And I said, whoa. And the sweat started. You ever see the movie Airplane, when the guy in the cockpit, and the water's running down his face? That was me. And all of a sudden, I said, whoa. I never had a woman doctor before. Since I've had. But I was scared to death. I said, well, I'm feeling better. All of a sudden, I don't need you anymore. Let's run over. And again, people are tuning in and out during the morning. Mm-hmm. And they may be tuning in and say, wow, this is it. What'd you talk about already? You can always listen to this on the podcast, wherever you get your podcast, obviously. But let's talk about it again. The services you provide. We'll run through the top again.
Yeah, so we are a clinic for women in planned or unplanned pregnancies, really wanting to be the first stop when a mom first finds out she's pregnant and sees that positive pregnancy test. We provide just a holistic approach to caring for women in pregnancy and really beyond. So we do pregnancy tests, ultrasound, prenatal care with our certified nurse midwife, and she will see women up to 20 weeks before transferring them to their OB. We provide education, community referrals. I use my master's degree in social work to connect women with any resources they may need to...
outside of your place.
Inside, outside, yeah. I mean, so I say I connect women within the community to resources, within the state to resources, within local churches to resources, and then within our clinic. So between all of those things, we've got you covered. So...
yeah, a lot of women come in confused, or they know what they want, they just can't afford the care, and they just have some questions. Yeah. Some women come in confused and say, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, we do provide options counseling as well, because we know that seeing that positive pregnancy test is incredibly overwhelming, and we're in a culture where women have options, and so they come to us often confused and unsure of whether they're planning to parent or have an abortion, and we are equipped to have those conversations, and we love having those conversations because we value creating that space where women can be vulnerable and kind of put it all out there. And we need people to process with, especially for people who are verbal processors. We need safe spaces to have those conversations. And so we have just a staff that is ready and loves to engage in those conversations. And I would say, I mean, probably half of the women that we see in our clinic are unsure whether they're planning to parent or pursue abortion, or some of them are planning to have an abortion and have an abortion on the schedule and just need that ultrasound first. And we're happy to see women.
What about if they don't have insurance? I mean, they have to get through this whole thing, and it could be expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we do not require insurance for women to be seen. All of our services are free. We do not want that to be a barrier. We want to be able to serve and walk with women, whether or not they have insurance. And then for myself, as the client services director, I sit across from women, and I work with them to apply for state insurance and make sure they've kind of got those ducks in a row before. So that's really why we say we offer prenatal care for up to 20 weeks. So within those 20 weeks, we want to kind of get your feet under you, make sure you have insurance, and make sure you feel equipped to go to your OB with that insurance card in hand, ready to go. And so that can be an overwhelming process, especially when we're seeing young 15, 16, 17-year-olds who, you know, what is insurance? Why do I need it? And so to be able to have those conversations is great.
Do you get young girls, teenagers in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about Alliance Family Services. More coming up in just a moment. 749 WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, 1400 AM. Got you covered on Civic Media, 749.
It's funny, try and understand. There is really nothing else I'd rather do, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you. I don't need to hug or hold you tight. I just wanna dance with you all night.
It's 7:52 at WRJN Radio, and I have two ladies from Alliance Family Services. We have Yolanda James, the Center Director, and Taylor Williams, who's the Client Services Director. And we found out AllianceWomen'sClinic.org. AllianceWomen'sClinic.org. I'll say it one more time. AllianceWomen'sClinic.org. At least 10 times before people understand. That's an old advertising thing.
Me too, apparently, sure. Since we're getting it wrong. But
we tell clients they've got to hear your commercial at least 10 times before they remember it. So we've got to say that 10 times before we leave today. All right, so what was I just saying? Oh, there are a lot of services that are offered in hospitals. A lot of people don't know about it. I was telling you that when my daughter was born in 1980, there was something called the Billy Rubin light. Did they call it that anymore? You never heard of it?
No, it's around.
The Billy Rubin light, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a blue light for kids. And a lot of children are born with jaundice, the mm-hmm. yellow. Mm-hmm. And they put them under this light, and it takes the yellow away and so forth. And he said, well, you're going to have to pay for your nursery care because we didn't use the Billy Rubin light, so it's not covered. So my daughter was punished because she was born without jaundice. The more perfect the child, the more you got to pay.
It sounds like you were the one who was punished. You were the one having to pay.
You know, I remember, and I'll tell you, when she was born, when I first saw her, her hands were wrapped in gauze pads. And I said, what's the matter? She said, well, she got long fingernails, and she's scratching her face. And I said, she's born with long fingernails already? Said yes, and what they do is they scratch their face with their hands, and their cheeks were getting all scratched. I thought, oh, she's no hands. That's the first thing I thought. And do you know why it was actually? Did they allow people in the delivery room anymore with cameras?
Well, I think you can go in the delivery room with pretty much
anything
you want in there.
So I brought a camera with me, and it was taking pictures of her being born. Now I couldn't go in front. The doctor said nobody's allowed in front. You got to take it from behind. And I took pictures of her coming out, and we have that in their baby album.
That's
beautiful. And I said, that's you being born. I don't have any pictures of me being born. I don't know. I guess I was born. I don't have any photos to prove it. But she does. And I said, that's amazing. And when a baby's born, it's like, whoa. Because you're looking at this thing. I remember my wife did not have any drugs or anything. Natural childbirth, no drugs. And it hurt, she said. I said, well, that's why they invented the drugs. But she didn't have the epidural. She didn't have anything. And I remember her first comments, count the fingers and toes, count the fingers and toes, count the fingers and toes. She kept saying that over and over. She's got them all. And that's an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. Now, guys, I don't think appreciate it. Carol Burnett once said, she said, for guys that don't know what childbirth feels like, grab your lower lip and wrap it around to the back of your neck.
That would be accurate.
And that's about what it feels like. Because guys don't, they don't know. They're all, they have coaches coming. Yeah, you're going to do good. You're going to do good. Come on, come on. That's what you do to a fighter in between the rounds. Come on, you can do it. Come on, you can do it. But they have no idea. So fathers come in with these services as mm-hmm. well, mm-hmm. and they get the lowdown on what their wives or girlfriends are going through, right?
Yeah, one of the things that we offer to women and their birthing partners is a birthing class on Thursday nights. And that birthing class is a great opportunity for the men to come with their wife or girlfriend and just kind of make sure that they know what to expect and kind of make sure that they know what a woman needs in that moment and try and be as prepared as possible. So we do have those classes on Thursday nights for men and women to come and, practice different positionings and different things like that to make sure that everyone's kind of on the same page going into that delivery room because we know that is important.
Now, but once they get to the hospital, they're going to have to pay, right? I know your services are free. But once a woman goes into the hospital, she has to have insurance of some kind, right?
Yep. So we make sure that by the time a woman is ready to deliver,
she's got the money.
Well, I can't guarantee that, but but I do work with them to make sure they have insurance and feel equipped in that way.
Now, once the child is born, do you guys? Are you guys done, or you still help out after the child is born?
No, not at all. No, we love to continue to walk with women and these babies that we've seen since they were, 6 weeks in the womb, and to be able to just see them running and talking and learning is one of the most rewarding things. It's not uncommon for us on staff to get invited to first birthday parties, and
that's neat.
Yeah. I've been to several to be able to see just women succeeding in parenting. And so we're not done with them. We have classes for women, with kids who are, all the way up to the teenage years. So for as long as a woman wants to walk with us, we walk with her. We're in it. We're in it for the long haul.
Do you know, I could remember back to when I was a year old, 1 year.
Wow.
And I'll tell you how I remember that. I was lived in the Bronx in New York. And my brother and I went back to our apartment building in the Bronx. And it wasn't a horrible section. It was a nice section of the Bronx. People say, oh, the Bronx, it must have been horrible. No, it was pretty nice. Anyway, so we lived in the Bronx, And we went back to the apartment building, and I looked in the lobby area where the mailboxes were, and I saw this black and white mosaic floor. And all of a sudden, I said, wow. I said to my brother, Jeff, was our bathroom with that same floor? He goes, yeah, the same black and white. All the apartments had that. I remember crawling on it when I was a year old, because we left there when I was a year and a half. We moved out of that apartment building. And I said, I remember that floor, crawling on it, and I must have been a year old. How many people can remember back?
It's impressive,
being a year
for sure.
Older?
I know I can't. I'm lucky if I've got four or five.
The one that I think I had to remember was my Bronx, living in the Bronx. AllianceWomensClinic.org. AllianceWomensClinic.org. The actual name of the association is Alliance Family Services. And once again, let's go over where they're located. They're in Racine. And just to give you an idea, I hate to say it, but it's near the Spaceship Church, north of it or south.
North of
1515 South Green Bay Road, also in Kenosha, at 2915 60th Street. All services are free.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies, if you're pregnant or you think you're pregnant and you're scared, you're nervous, you don't know what to do, contact these ladies all the other people working there at Alliance Family Services. But the website you can check out, AllianceWomensClinic.org, Alliance Family Services is the name in Racine, Kenosha. Check them out online, or you're on Facebook too?
We are.
Okay, yeah. You're everywhere then. Okay.
We're everywhere.
Thank you, ladies, for coming in today.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you very much for the services you're offering.
Thank you.
Women that need it, might be a little scared, might be a little nervous, check it out. All right, Don Rosen, WRJN, Hometown Media, Hometown